Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness, Lord Jesus. Thank you for another chance to kneel before you in prayer, Lord. Thank you for another chance to come before you and get it right before you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for life, health, and strength, Lord. Thank you for right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you for waking us up time and time again. Thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you'll please forgive our sins, Jesus. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. Wash and purge us, Lord, from every iniquity, Lord Jesus. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 search our hearts right now, Lord. Take out everything in us that's not like you, Lord. Move it right now, Lord Jesus. Cleanse us from the inside out. Help us to give up those things, Lord, that are not like you, Jesus. Help us to give up our ways, Lord. our self-will ways, Lord. Help us to walk after you in righteousness, Lord. Help us to walk after you in true holiness, Jesus. Please, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help us to lay aside every sin, Lord, and every weight, Lord Jesus, that so easily besets us, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 send your word tonight, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing, Lord. Bless this service, Lord Jesus. Bless this broadcast, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Take over right now, Lord. Take complete control, Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, while we're praying, Lord, while we're waiting, Lord, touch us, Lord, right now, Lord Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Stretch out your healing hand, Lord. Heal the land today, Lord Jesus. Heal our land, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 rebuke COVID-19, Lord Jesus. You have all power in your hand, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord Jesus. Heal the sick, Lord Jesus. I know that you're able right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 stop by somebody's house, Lord Jesus. You have all power in your hand, Lord. Make a way right now, Lord. Open up a door, Jesus. Please, Jesus, 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 look on every soul on the prayer list, Lord Jesus. Bless and encourage and strengthen. Help, Lord Jesus. You know all about it. You know every petition, Jesus. Grant every petition according to your own will, Lord Jesus. Bless every ministry, Lord Jesus, that's going about to establish your work, Lord Jesus. Have your way in the ministries, Lord Jesus. Pour out your spirit some more, Lord. Please, Lord, I know that you're able, Jesus. Help your people to give your name the glory. Help us to give you the honor and the praise, Lord Jesus. That's due to your name, Lord Jesus. You're able to do all things, Lord Jesus. Strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down, Lord. This prayer we pray, Lord, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the line today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida, and Mother Marshall is his beautiful, beautiful wife. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. And we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Amen. And she hails from our headquarters church, Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And so right now we are going to read our opening scripture. And I'll be reading from the 68th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 68th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Let God arise, and his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation has dwelt therein. Thou, O God, of thy goodness for the poor, The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. They got the reading of his word. The 68th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 13th verses. And I am going to attempt to sing the song. Amen.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes and let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life been with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created. All full of faith became poor. Here I am to worship and bow down and say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, you're worthy, and you're wonderful to me. So I'll worship and I'll bow down and I'll say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely and you're worthy and you're wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, and I'll bow down, and I'll say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, and you're worthy, and you're wonderful to me. You're wonderful, so wonderful. You're wonderful to me. So I'll worship, bow down, say that you're my God. You're lovely, you're worthy, you're wonderful to me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds so she can have words and introduce our speaker.
God bless you. I thank God for this opportunity. I do honor the Spirit of the Lord and Pastor Sheila Hameen and Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for you, and we thank God for that beautiful selection. the Lord, he is worthy. And thank God for that beautiful psalm. It's a psalm of David. And he was saying, let God arise. In other words, let his enemies be scattered.
Yes.
God was against his enemies. And he said, let also them that hate him flee before him. I tell you, God, with the righteous, the Lord, he will be with his people as the righteous people of God. But the enemies of God, they're driven away even as the smoke. And if you have ever seen smoke come forth and how the wind just drive it away, well, that's the same way God will drive our enemies away.
Amen.
I just thank God for the word of God that was read. I believe this was a psalm of David, and he began to sing this song unto the Lord. Thank God for the song and for the scripture, and I thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for you that are on the line, those who are listening in on this radio broadcast. We thank you for once again tuning in to hear the word of God, see what God has for you. So we're not going to prolong the time. We just thank God for this opportunity. At this time, we're going to introduce to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this beautiful broadcast, for how the Lord has blessed so greatly. And I just thank God. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I just thank the Lord for the opening prayer, for the scripture, and the words coming through Evangelist May. I just thank God for this great opportunity. Praise the Lord. And I just want to just thank God right now for healing and for deliverance. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. God is my healer. And I just want to give glory and honor to his name, because he is worthy
yes.
of all the praises.
Yes,
Amen. I am rejoicing for what the Lord has done. Amen.
Yes.
Because I Lord. Have the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the
Praise
Lord.
Him.
I feel good down in my soul. Praise the Lord. I'm in the flesh. The body is going through something right now, but God,
Amen.
And I give him all the glory and all the praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Without prolonging the time, just want to go ahead on and get into the word of God. And if you would like to take this time now and get your Bibles ready, if you'd like to read along with me, go ahead and do that. And while we are focusing on the word of God, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now asking for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, we open our hearts and we open our ears that we may receive the word from you, O God. And Lord, whatsoever our needs are, we ask that you will supply and that you will bless us all according to your holy will with the blessings that we stand in need of. We believe you right now, Lord, and we count it as done, and we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
we bless your holy name.
Yes,
we ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. On tonight, I would like to take a little time and do some teaching. Amen. Praise God. Because part of our ministry, we preach, we teach, we minister, we evangelize.
All
you
right.
know, you never know how God is going to move. We don't know what the Lord is going to do. But if we are willing, hallelujah, God will be glorified. No matter what God wants to do, if we just yield ourselves and be ready to be used by him, he will have his way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this time, I would like you to focus your attention on the book of Proverbs. And I have several passages of scripture that I would like to go to, starting with Proverbs, the 9th chapter, and verse 10, and also Proverbs, the 8th chapter, verse 1, and then skipping down to verse 11 through 36, if I get through all of those. And also Proverbs, the 1st chapter, beginning with verse 20, going throughout 33, if it be the Lord's will. And I would like to leave a title with you on tonight, and that title is Fear God and Receive Wisdom.
All right.
Fear God and receive wisdom.
Yes.
And our theme tonight will be, Lord, make us wise.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Pray along with me for the next few moments that the Lord will have his way. Beginning with Proverbs, the 9th chapter, verse 10, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Verse 10 reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." Going to Proverbs 8 and 1, and it reads, "Does not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." I skip down to verse 11. Starting with verse 12, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, that the waters should not pass his judgment, when he appointed the fountains of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, king daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Proverbs, first chapter, verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I know that was a lot of scriptures to digest. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they all connect. Glory to God. And starting with Proverbs, the 9th chapter, we see here that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the holy is understanding. And so this wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The quality of being wise. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see that if we fear the Lord, we are beginning to obtain wisdom. Wisdom that comes from God, not the wisdom down here on the earth, but the wisdom that God imputes into us. Hallelujah. The wisdom that he gives us to understand what his will is for our lives. Amen. Yes. To understand how to walk upright before him, how to speak the truth in our heart. Glory to God. Wisdom cries out, constantly trying to get us to gain this knowledge of how we can be saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is always moving and working in ways to get our attention. And if we pay close attention, we will gain this wisdom. And so the wisdom crying out to us daily, every day, everywhere we turn, in everything that is presented before us, wisdom is crying out.
Yes.
And understanding is also putting forth her voice. Praise the Lord. God wants us to have wisdom and understanding. And this is something we can get from God if we will ask him, because he will give it to us liberally, and he will not upbraid it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he gives it freely to all of us who will ask him. For wisdom is better than rubies. We know that rubies
have a high value. They
yes.
are very, very valuable. But yes. wisdom is better than ruby. And everything that you can ever desire or gain cannot be compared to wisdom. Wisdom
Amen.
Speaks in this regard. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Prudence being marked by wisdom or judiciousness. Something that is used to have this knowledge of cautiousness and being discreet.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Wisdom is coupled with prudence.
Yes.
Glory to God. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
All these things that wisdom hate, evil, pride,
yes.
arrogance, evil mm-hmm. ways, froward mouth, wisdom hates these things.
Yes.
When you become wise, there is something different about you. God will set you apart from all the rest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That wisdom that cries out, if you seek this wisdom, you will find it. It is available if you desire it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Counsel is mine, sound
yes.
wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Look at all the things that are included in wisdom.
Amen.
By wisdom, kings reign. Princes decree justice. All of this comes by wisdom.
Amen.
By wisdom, princes rule and nobles, so judges of the earth. God gives wisdom, and God has blessed us to have this wisdom. It's available to us, and I want to encourage you to seek wisdom. If you love wisdom, wisdom loves you.
Thank
yes.
you.
Oh, glory to God. And if you seek it early, you will find it.
Yes.
The Lord is a mighty God, and he's
Amen.
Also a God of mysteries.
Yes.
He reveals these mysteries to us through wisdom.
Yes.
The Lord, he opens our understanding concerning his word. The word of God is filled with God himself.
Amen.
God wants us to know who he is.
Yes.
And when we seek him out, he will manifest himself and make himself known to us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the word of God reveals enough about God that we can be saved.
Amen.
We may not get to know everything there is to know about God, but he makes us understand or gives us enough wisdom and knowledge to understand his will and his purpose for our lives. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. He gives us light, oh, hallelujah, where there is darkness. He
Amen.
Takes the blinders off of our eyes that we can see the truth. Oh, glory be to God. He unstops our ears so we can hear when he's speaking to us. Oh, thank
yes.
you, Lord. Wisdom cries out to us. Oh, glory
yes.
to God. So if we fear God, we can receive this wisdom. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Riches and honor belong to wisdom. Durable riches and righteousness. All of this comes with wisdom. A wisdom is better than gold.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Yea, better than fine gold. And
Amen.
The revenue is better than choice silver.
Yes.
Wouldn't you rather have this wisdom? Oh, praise
yes.
the Lord. Wisdom leads in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, also causing those that love wisdom to inherit substance. So we don't have to gain things by corruption. Thank
Amen.
You. But Amen. By having the wisdom of God, the Lord will cause us to inherit substance and fill us with treasures. Oh, bless
yes.
the name of Jesus. The Lord possessed wisdom in the beginning of his way, before his works of old, before he formed the earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Before he said, let there be light, and there was light, wisdom was there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was brought forth, wisdom
right.
was already there. And just to think what an honor it is that God had made wisdom available to us if we only would seek wisdom. Praise the Lord. If we only would fear the Lord, then we will.
Yes.
And I just want to skip down a little ways here, going on down to the 34th verse. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Yes. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall
yes.
obtain favor of the Lord. You have yes. to seek out wisdom. It's
Amen.
Not something that always will just come upon you. But this is something you have to seek out.
Amen.
No matter what position we're in, even if we are in a leadership position, we need to seek out wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm reminded, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm reminded.
Have your way, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus. How the Lord, he blessed this man who wrote this, the son of David, who
mm-hmm.
wrote this proverb with such
yes.
great wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And he imparted this and left it with us.
Yes. Amen.
The Queen of Sheba, she went there and she found out that the half had not even been told.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So when the Lord appeared to him and asked him what he wanted God to do, he asked God for wisdom to lead his people.
Oh,
amen. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't
no.
ask for anything else, but just wanted to be rightfully judging the people of God.
Yes. Amen.
So no matter what position we're in, we need to seek wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not.
Yes.
This is important. We need
Amen.
To be wise in what we do for God. The 36th verse, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul.
Yes.
All they that hate me love death.
Mm.
And that's a terrible way to be.
Amen.
Proverbs, the first chapter. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. It's important to know this because we can miss out if we don't pay close attention. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. Everywhere you go, look for God. Look for his presence. Look and listen. Hallelujah. And
yes.
the Lord will speak. It may come through an unlikely source, a
All
place
right.
that we are not even expecting to hear from God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not expecting for God to show up and to be in that particular place. But open your ears and your eyes, hallelujah,
yes,
and seek wisdom, because yes, wisdom is crying out. In the openings of the gate, in the city, she uttereth her words,
yes,
saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Oh,
yes.
So many people feel like they know so much, and nobody can tell them anything.
Amen.
Fools hate knowledge. The Bible
Amen.
Is right.
Yes,
turn you at my reproof. This is wisdom crying out. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Some words that we hear are filled with mystery. We can't understand it. We cannot grasp what it means. Hallelujah. But wisdom will make these words known unto us.
Yes.
The spirit of wisdom will be poured out unto us. Hallelujah. If we turn at the reproof, if we are reproved, amen, if we are straightened out about going in the way of error, if we would turn at that reproof,
yes,
then wisdom will speak plainly and clearly to us. Where we thought we were right, wisdom will show us the truth,
yes,
and will show us the right way. Amen.
Amen.
The word will be made known unto us. But in many cases, the 24th verse, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. And this is what happens in this case.
Yes.
I also will laugh at your calamity.
Mm-hmm.
I will mock when your fear comes. Calamity is an event causing great and often sudden damage or distress.
Yes.
A disaster.
Mm-hmm.
That's what calamity is.
Yes.
And when the calamity comes on you, then wisdom is going to laugh at your calamity.
Oh,
mock when your fear comes on you.
All right.
Yes. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I do not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. As the previous scripture says, they that seek me early shall find me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if you keep on going in a way of your own and not fearing the Lord, these are the things that will come upon you. And when you begin to seek this wisdom, hallelujah, it won't be available to you.
Amen.
But seek it early, that you may be in the safety zone. Amen. That you may be found in the will of God. Somebody sang a song saying the safest place is in the will of God.
Yes.
That's where we ought to be. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be still with their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. This will bring about their death, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. The word of God is right.
Amen.
If we hearken unto the word of God, if we hearken to the voice of the Lord, we can dwell safely.
Yeah.
And be quiet from fear of evil. We have nothing to fear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Even though There are many going on around us. There's danger everywhere. We're living in perilous times. Hallelujah. You can be in your own home and not be safe. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. When someone with different codes that they can initiate and blow up half the world, that's danger.
Yes.
That's danger everywhere.
Yes.
But we don't have to fear. Hallelujah. Because God is our protector.
Amen.
God has protected us all this time. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And no matter what's going on around us, the Lord is on our side. He's there to keep us and to preserve us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, I just want to encourage you to fear God and receive wisdom.
Yes.
And it is my prayer to the Lord to make us wise, to give us understanding so that we will know what he requires of us, what it is he has called us to do down here, what his purpose is in our lives. That is my prayer, hallelujah, because I don't want to be found anywhere outside of the will of God.
Amen.
I want to be found in his will. Praise the Lord. And this wisdom that is crying out is turning our attention toward God. We ought to take the time to listen carefully. We ought to take the time to examine ourselves and see what we might be missing or where we are off the mark. Praise be to God. If we are off track, we need to get back on track. Glory to God. If we are strayed away from doing what God wants us to do, we need to get back on track. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if there is someone who is running from the will of God, running from the work that God has assigned, hallelujah, you need to stop running.
Amen.
You need to surrender unto the Lord. Glory be to God. You need to give
up whatever
it is. Turn away from your ways.
Amen.
And commit your way unto the Lord. Just yield yourself to the will of God. We don't know how long we're going to be here.
Amen.
We don't know when our last day is going to be. But wouldn't you want to be found in the will of God? Wouldn't you want to be found holy when the Lord calls your name? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't want to be found any other way than what God wants me to be. When I take my last breath, hallelujah, praise be to my God. So I thank God for his word. I thank God for each and every one of you and for your support, for listening in. And I pray that you have gained something from the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to get close to the Lord. I don't know where you stand with God, but God, he wants you to be in his will. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's important that you know where you stand with the Lord. And if you don't know, you need to seek the Lord and find out.
Yes.
Find out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a sad thing to go on in life thinking that you are okay, thinking that you're doing what God wants you to do, and come to find out that you are not. But it would be too late. The best time to find out is right now. There's no shame in admitting, I just don't know if I'm where God wants me to be. There's no shame in that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The shame is not knowing and not trying to find out. Glory to God. But you can find out tonight where you stand with God. You can ask the Lord, and he will reveal it unto you, God. At this time, if there's anyone who desires prayer, if there's anyone who desires to give your life to Jesus, this is your opportunity. You have an invitation right now to pray and to ask God to forgive your sins. This is your chance to repent of all of your wrongdoing, all of your disobedience to the commandments of God, all the sin and evil and whatever you've done that God is not pleased with. This is your time to repent and receive forgiveness from the Lord. Hallelujah. And anyone who is weak in the faith or going through anything right now, and you need God to come and to intervene, you need God to help you, this is your invitation to accept prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever you need, God will supply. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would lead us to the throne of grace.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
God. Thank you right now, Jesus.
Thank you.
We give glory and honor to
thank
thy
you.
Name, Jesus. We thank you for the word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord. Give us that wisdom that we need, oh, Lord.
Jesus.
To hear thy name, to take you at your word, to get understanding. Oh,
Lord.
My God, help us, oh, Lord.
Help
us,
Jesus.
Be saved, Jesus.
Yes,
look on this world, oh, Lord. Look on those who are listening to our voices. We want you to touch them, oh, Lord.
Help, Jesus.
We know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, we want you to have your way.
Help,
and
let
do
your
it.
Will be done, O Lord. You, by your Spirit, continue to bless us. Continue to touch, O Lord.
Touch
somebody to give themselves to you before it's too late. Help them to turn from their way, O Lord. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name.
Help
them, O Lord.
Help
them, Jesus, to seek you while you may be found. Jesus, help, Lord Jesus.
Help.
We're waiting on you,
We're
Lord.
Waiting on you.
We need you, Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus, hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our cry, Lord.
Dear
somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to turn from their way. Somebody need you, to, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of
we
Jesus.
Know you're able, oh Lord. We're waiting on you. We're dependent on you, Jesus. You are our help. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. Jesus, trouble is all around. In the name of Jesus. But we know that you're able to deliver us out of the trouble. We know you're able, Lord. Fix everything that is not like you, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, help us, oh Lord. Give us that wisdom that we need. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to receive our word into our hearts that we may live thereby. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for the speaker of the hour.
Thank you, Lord,
we thank
Jesus.
You for your word. We thank you for your anointing.
Thank you
for this prayer, oh Lord.
Thank you,
this prayer we pray in
the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This time's going to turn this part of the service back into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer.
Yes.
Coming through his hand of May. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prayer works. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. Jesus. Yes, glory. Hallelujah.
Again, for the beautiful prayer and beautiful remarks and exhortations.
coming through Evangelist May. And I tell you, God is just blessing in this ministry. I thank God for blessing us so greatly. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to the host for tonight, Evangelist Khadija Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God
praise
for that word, that inspiring, uplifting word of God, encouraging word of God.
Amen.
Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for the sermonette coming through Evangelist Maybe. I thank God for the anointing. I thank God because, like she said, fear God and receive wisdom. And,
yes.
And that theme, Lord, make us wise.
Yes.
If you are wise, you'll want to receive more wisdom. Some people, you know, they think they have enough, and then that's it. I don't need to know anything. You try to tell them something. I already know how to do it. You try to tell them a different way. They don't want to know. But if you are truly wise, you don't mind learning more. You don't mind learning more.
Amen.
I believe Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding.
Amen.
So that was a very, very thought-provoking message that
Amen.
She preached. Because a lot of people, you know, especially the things that are happening, as she began to preach, I thought about, you know, when they sent the attack on the building, the Capitol building, when they attacked protesters attacked the Capitol building, and they wouldn't listen to reason. And they were, you know, people were trying to instruct Trump to tell these people, you know, to back down. And he wouldn't listen. He wouldn't listen to the council, to the wise council. And then in the end, he said, you know, we want cooler heads to prevail. But it was too late. The damage had already been done. And like when you were reading about in Proverbs, the first chapter, how they hated the knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't none of the counsel. They despised the reproof and all the things that would happen because they didn't listen, because they refused. And now he is in a place of calamity. They impeached him the second time because he didn't listen, because he wouldn't listen to wisdom. And that's just an example of what can happen to your life. He just happened to be in a public sector, you know. But these things can happen to people who aren't famous as well. They can happen to us. They can happen to me.
Yeah.
Truly, choose wisdom. Choose wisdom. It's not worth it. I don't want to be. I don't want the spirit of calamity to fall upon me. I choose to listen.
Yeah.
I choose to listen. But I thank everybody for tuning in. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title 1 School. One is O-N-E. You may also call us at Prayer Works Ministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. And tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title 1 School. And I'm going to read some names that were added to the prayer list. We have Mr. Jimmy Tucker, Maxine Waters, who had surgery. We want to pray for Mother Walker. She is very sick. She was in a hospital, but we've been told that she is currently in hospice. And we want to keep her in prayer. We want to continue to pray for Elder Crockett. He is also in the hospital.
Jesus.
And we want to pray for Miss Tia. She has COVID. That's my brother and sister-in-law's children's care center worker. She has COVID. We want to also pray for my nieces and my nephew. They also have COVID. And pray for Evangelist Sheila Hameen. She also has COVID. But we're believing God. We're believing God, you know.
Oh, God.
You know, she's not letting it stop her. So thank God for that. We want to pray for Julie Dixon, that's Sister Marcel Horsey's sister, Michaela Cohen, her mother, her father, her grandparents, and her children.
Janisha, and the Olive family, Bertha Panada, Eric Perino, Casey Colliers, she's in the hospital for seizures. We want to continue to pray for Sister Lisa Johnson's brother, Robert Berry. We want to pray for Pastor Jerry Bennett and Anthony. He has COVID. His mother is asking for prayer. We want to continue to pray for Sam Anderson, Evangelist Cynthia's dad.
Yes.
And Angel Acetti, Carmen Acetti, Rosa Mendez Gonzalez. We want to continue to pray for Sister Lisa Johnson, Louis Savage III, Myra Salter, Evangelist Bertha Jones, who gave a glorious testimony this morning in our district meeting service this morning. Teresa Jones, Henry Edmond, and his wife, Sister Mary Edmond, Mother Elizabeth Frazier, Celeste Hall, Carol Martiri, Missionary Rose Mack and Deacon Albert Mack, Sharon Mack, Selma Johnson, and the Johnson family, Deacon Jeremiah Jackson and Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon Irvin Carr, our leaders. We want to remember to continue to pray for the Bree Simpkins family, the Bree Tyler family, the Bree Smith family, the Bree Tennessee family, Bree Calloway family, Bree Diggs family, and all the Bree families, as well as Titus Edmond Sr., Brenda Edmond Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Alice Johnson, Missionary Gloria Johnson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, Mother Mary Colbreth, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, the Miller family, Gloria West and her family, Charisma Bishop, Janine Leo, Angel Tennessee, Deshaun Tennessee, Mr. Wade, the Turner family, any name I might not have called tonight. If you're looking to support any other ministry or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff, along with Sister Chris, they host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. And we had a glorious time last night on their prayer line. The young people just began to go forth, and I truly enjoyed them. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Elder Barry Johnson. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like heck, elephant, X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hoves and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. If you would like me, and as a matter of fact, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God is in our first district meeting. We separated through the northern and southern districts, and they're actually going to be on the line on a teleconference service tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. And the phone number is 508-924-2348. Again, that's tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m., 508-924-2348. And that is the Northern District's phone number for the teleconference. I believe the Southern District is also going to be on at the same time, and their phone number is 720-740-9840. That's actually Grace Temple's number, and the access code is 182-731. And I don't know if they've talked about combining it, but that would be wonderful. But if not, you can choose either one and still be in service with us. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And I received a text from Evangelist Linda Diggs, who did tell me that the Southern District is actually in service right now on that same number that I gave, the Grace Temple number. It is, again, 720-740-9840, access code 182-7631. And I'm being told that Pastor Mark Hoags is preaching right now. So we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I have no more announcements at this time. So God bless you.
Amen. We thank God for all the announcements. We thank God for Evangelist Khadija, our host tonight, and
the Lord.
Amen. Doing such a beautiful job. We ask you to please remember all those who are names are called in prayer, and those names that you know about that may not be on our list, let's lift them up in prayer. Amen. And we just thank God for this broadcast once again. Thank God for all of our listeners and your love, your support, your prayers. Praise the Lord. I ask you to please continue to pray for this ministry.
Amen.
We just thank God for you. We thank God for all things that have been said and done. Praise the Lord. And at this time, this concludes the broadcast for this evening. And before we conclude, Evangelist May, do you have anything else to add?
I just thank God for the words of wisdom that was preached on tonight. And this was a beautiful topic, and it was a timely topic. And we need to really take that in, all need to take it in
Praise
order
Lord.
To be wise. That's
Amen.
It.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist May, my co-host, and for Evangelist Khadija. And at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. We love you, and we are praying for you. Be encouraged. And that's the conclusion of the broadcast. God bless.